So we had the beginning of Mark last week, and this week we've got a few verses from the first chapter of John. There's actually a chunk missing in the middle because they have chosen verses about John the Baptist. There's a chunk about John the Baptist, then we miss out 10 verses which are not about John the Baptist, and then we have more verses about John the Baptist. When you were asked who you are, I wonder if anybody gave a negative answer. I am not. I have occasionally introduced myself by saying I am not the vicar. If Ruth's away and I'm wearing a collar and I've been up front and somebody's new, I might assume that they might think that I was the vicar, and I would quite quickly say I'm not the vicar and explain who I was. And I think that the first reason why John replied when people asked him who he was, he said, I am not the Messiah. The first reason is that a lot of people were wondering either whether he might be the Messiah or whether he might be claiming to be the Messiah. And he was clear, I am not. But I think there might be other reasons why it's recorded in the Gospel. Because when in the first chapter of John, the other John says, John the Baptist says, I am not, it kind of sets the scene for all those times when Jesus, later in the Gospel, says, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the way, the truth, and the light. But John is not. And I am not. I wonder if it's also put in the Gospel to teach us something about who we are and who we are not. In relation to Jesus, we are not the Messiah. I remember once, years before I was ordained, I went to a quiet day. And at the time I had three children at primary school. I had a demanding job. I was trying to do lots in the church and all that sort of thing. And I arrived at this quiet day exhausted. And while I was there, I talked to a nun. And she said, you're obviously doing too much. And I said piously, but God can give me strength to do anything. And she said, yes, he can. But that doesn't mean you should take on loads and loads and loads more than you obviously can do and expect him to sort of give you strength to do it. That's not how it usually works. Now, obviously, sometimes we're called to do something impossible, or sometimes the impossible lands on our doorstep. But I've often thought about that it's kind of like jumping off the high cliff and saying, God save me. It can be. I am not the Messiah. And as I get older, I realize more and more how small I am in relation to the needs of the world. I simply can't touch it. I am not the Messiah. But what I can do, and am called to do, is to be faithful to Jesus, who is the Messiah, and faithful in the small things that I am given to do, that I think God calls me to do. And part of that faithfulness is being wise about what I can do and what I can't do. And that's an ongoing struggle for me and for many other people. I am not the Messiah. And John the Baptist is not the Messiah. So who is he then? When they press him for a positive answer, he says this: I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. So he is a voice. Remember that, we'll point it up later. And crying in the wilderness. Our world can seem like a wilderness. I'm sure that was true then as well. And what does he cry in the wilderness? Make straight the way of the Lord. In other words, prepare the way for God to work. For Jesus, in this case, to work. His job is to prepare the way for Jesus. So let's rewind back. I don't mean literally in this case. Let's rewind back to verse 7 and move to the next. John came as a witness to testify concerning that light. Testify means bear witness. So he came as a witness to bear witness concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify, to bear witness to the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. It occurs to me that a witness has a voice, so perhaps that ties in a bit with the other thing he said. The voice crying in the wilderness. Witness is also a word that belongs to the courts and the legal system, and that was true then as now. And a witness speaks about what he or she has seen or heard or experienced. Like Mary Magdalene at the end of this gospel says, I have seen the Lord. She was a witness. When I was young, I worked in courts. And so I can bear witness that judges often tell witnesses, you must only talk about things you've seen or heard or experienced. I don't want your opinions. I don't want things you've picked up on the grapevine. I want your first-hand experience. I wonder what that says to us about what it means to be a witness for Jesus. What have we experienced of that light, the true light which gives light to everyone? If we have experienced something of that light, are we sometimes called to speak truthfully, honestly, really, humbly about what we've experienced? If that experience is muddled, are we called to share the muddle? Is that a way of preparing the way for God to work? Now it's the time for you to do the work. Can we have the list of things to do up on, please? Ruth's group is going to play with light and talk about it. And you're welcome to come and join at this point. You don't have to, well, indeed, the current group is welcome to go off and do other things as well. But Ruth will have a group here talking about light and playing with light. I am not the Messiah. He was not the light. You might want to talk about or think about, are we ever tempted to think we're more important than we are? Or you might want to think about those words voice or witness. If you haven't got a Bible, I'll bring some round, because you might want to look at the Bible. And think about what it might look like in our lives if we were a voice or a witness. And in all those cases, you can either talk, or if you're not the sort of person who likes to talk, you can think quietly. And if you want to, I think you might have things to draw and plasticine. Are they around the church? An interesting point came up. Somebody said elsewhere in Matthew, and perhaps in Luke as well, I'm not sure, it says you are the light of the world. So John says, I am not the light. But Matthew says, you are the light of the world. And we wondered if that was about the true light shining on us and in us. Perhaps that we're not the light in itself, but we can light the world, perhaps. Thank you.